And then finally, you've got the Spirit, of course, working in the life of the Christian, the true believer. And here we must say that the Spirit's activity is essential throughout. That's really what this whole course is about. The Spirit's activity is essential in regeneration, which from God's perspective is the beginning of the Christian life, and in conversion, which is the beginning of the Christian life from our perspective. Regeneration is the new birth, which miraculously delivers the soul from darkness to light. And that's the Spirit work that does that. We know that clearly from John 3. Jesus says it repeatedly in John 3. Now, conversion is then the fruit of that regeneration, results in the individual's turning to God. Conversion consists of the negative element, repentance, abandoning sin, and a positive element, faith, receiving the promises and the work of Christ. Now, Jesus spoke again and again that it was the Spirit that works these things. John 16, 8 through 11, Peter affirms that, also Paul in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. But the work of the Spirit is not completed when one first just becomes regenerate and becomes converted. But there are a number of other roles that the Spirit plays in the lives of people, children of God. First, we read that He indwells the believer, John 14, 16 and 17. That's part of the efficacy of His internal work. He gets to the very center, in other words, of our thinking and of our emotions. And by indwelling us, He leads us into all truth, as Jesus promised in John 16, 13 and 14. Spirit also is a teacher in the believer. Jesus said He would bring to mind and clarify for the disciples the words which Jesus had already given to them, John 14, verse 26. The Spirit will illuminate their minds, not just outwardly, but inwardly and savingly. Then, too, the Spirit works in believers with His intercessory work. You see, He groans within us, groanings that are unutterable, and intercedes, enables us to intercede for the saints according to the will of God, Romans 8, 26 and 27. So we don't only have an intercessor in heaven, the person of the Son, but we have also an intercessor in our hearts. Then, of course, the Holy Spirit also works sanctification, by which He makes God's people holy. Romans 8, 1 through 17 shows how He does that in a very, very powerful way. So you see, it's life in the Spirit that God intends for the true believer. And Paul in Galatians 5 contrasts that life in the Spirit with life in the flesh. By grace, the Spirit will produce in believers the fruits of the Spirit, which are listed for you in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And they are opposed, you see, they are contrasted to the list of sins that are fleshly, that the unsaved engage in or indulge in verses 19 through 21 of that same chapter. And the grand goal then of all this is to make the believer more like Christ.